you know the experience of a dream. You can see in the dream, your eyes are closed, but you can see that you are swimming in the pool of water. In dream you can see that you are talking to somebody, you are moving about. How do you do that? Senses are all closed. And yet you hear it during your sleep, in your dream. You talk to somebody, you can meet somebody. So many sceneries you can see, good, bad, indifferent, all kinds of sceneries. By what you see, it is a sense mind. This was a discovery of the Vedic, of the Upanishadic seers. This was also known to the Vedic seers, but this was now recovered. The methods of Vedantic knowledge were all known to the Vedic rishis. But that was buried, that knowledge was buried. Now to recover that knowledge, the Upanishadic seers also recovered the same processes which Vedic rishis had. But even that is not enough. This is the first part of Sri Aurobindo's chapter, Methods of Vedantic Knowledge. The knowledge of the senses and the knowledge gained through the sixth sense. Then Sri Aurobindo speaks of the knowledge obtained by reason. There is beyond the sense mind, there is a faculty in us, the faculty of reason. This reason works only with ideas, not with words. It's a speciality of reason. Reason can function only through ideas. It may make use of words, but mere words will not give you any result in the reason. Unless you get at the ideas, your reasoning will not function properly. This is the second level. As mother told me, you are thinking with words today, you should start thinking with ideas. That is the real proper exercise of reason arrives only when you begin to think with ideas. It's the second part of the chapter. Then Sri Aurobindo says there's a third. Which Sri Aurobindo uses the word to describe the third is called intuition. What is the speciality of intuition? What is known by the sixth sense? What is grasped by the sixth sense and what is grasped by ideas is all grasped by an experience. This is called intuition. There is no intuition without experience. Not merely experience. An experience which you can have when you widen yourself to the utmost. This is the condition. Intuition which you attain when you widen yourself to the utmost. When you heighten yourself to the utmost, you widen yourself, heighten yourself, and when you reach that level, then experience will be obtained, the real experience, that is intuition. it is by intuition that is the real method of Vedantic knowledge. You cross the borders of senses, you cross the borders of reason, then you enter into the field of intuition, widen yourself as much as possible. This was the practice which the Upanishads employed. And they recovered the knowledge which was in the Veda. They broke through the veil of words and symbolism. Alright. These three efforts which are made, now I shall ask you to repeat, Aaron, tell me, what are the three efforts? An effort which he said in the beginning, it was not limited to one section of people, but an effort which was spread over all sections of people. It was a multi-sided effort, an effort spread over a large number of people.
Break the veil.
Yes.
To find the word. To find the idea behind the word.
Yes, and then to get the behind the idea. To find the intuitive experience. Good. This is the second characteristic. The third characteristic was open to anybody. Answer the question. What is the third one? Third characteristic.
Intensity of the quest.
Pardon?
The intensity of the quest. To be able to sacrifice.
Good. Intensity of effort in which knowledge was regarded as supreme and for which one would be required to sacrifice everything else. This was the intensity of the effort. I am repeating these three because the whole of Indian history is nothing but these three. If you want to understand Indian history, what is Indian history? The entire character of Indian history is an effort of threefold type. This is a threefold effort. Entire history of India, because Upanishads determine the very character, soul of India. And these three things have remained throughout, ups and downs. History of India has gone up, down, everywhere. But whenever there is a downward movement, it starts again with this threefold effort. And by this threefold effort, again and again and again, the veils are broken, words are broken, symbolism is broken. Intensity of knowledge is again expressed, and you find people throughout the history of India, some of the best people have said, all this is inferior. We want knowledge. This is a special characteristic of India. Pursuit of knowledge is of the highest importance, for which everything can be sacrificed. This is a constant theme of Indian history. And thirdly, do not limit the pursuit of knowledge to one section of people. Even when it has been done, the revolutionaries have come and said, break thy laws. Let everybody be free to access the knowledge. Everybody. Even when boundaries are laid down, even when it are fixed strongly, even then, there has been revolt against it. And all sections of people should have this knowledge. What is reserved at one time only for a few, the next period comes, it is broken, and that knowledge is given to the rest. There is a constant effort and participation of all. No exclusion. All are to be integrated, all are to be properly harmonized. Therefore, I am repeating these three words because the entire history of India is covered into these three terms. A constant effort at breaking the wave of words and symbolism. An effort to go beyond language.